Learning English is one way to advance one's career prospects, but exactly how much does fluency in English matter? Let's look at some data from India. Not everyone in India speaks English. In fact, in India, there are 122 languages spoken by 10,000 people or more. As a first language, English comes in 44th on that list of 122. If you consider English as a second or third language, according to one study, about 35% of Indians living in cities speak good English, and in rural areas, it's only about 14% who speak good English. One study found that Indian males who were fluent in English earned 34% higher wages than Indian males who are not fluent in English. You might think that English here is somehow a proxy for better work ethic or perhaps superior native ability, but this study was controlling for performance in school, so at least ostensibly it was controlling for work ethic and native ability. The study also finds higher returns for speaking good English to older men. If you look at men in the age group of 18 to 35, the wage premium for those individuals speaking good English is around 11%. If you look at men in the age group 36 to 50, the wage premium for those individuals is much higher. It's 49%. What seems to be the case is that if you speak English, you get on a better career track. That's worth something when you're young, but it's worth much more over time as you progress through that career track. So the returns to being able to speak English seem to rise with age. By the way, if you're wondering what are the comparable returns for women, the data set in the paper doesn't allow us to answer that question with comparable accuracy. The paper also finds there are lower returns to speaking good English in areas where there are already many good English speakers. This is simply an implication of basic economic laws of supply and demand. There's another study which looks at data from discrete educational interventions, and this paper finds that a 1% decrease in the probability of learning English lowers wages by, on average, 1.6%. That's, again, quite a considerable effect. There are significant benefits to fluency in English in the country of India. Speaking English, especially when women speak English, it also seems to break down the caste system. One study did a comparison of siblings. Those who are educated in Marathi, which is the indigenous language in and near Mumbai, well, those individuals married outside their caste at a rate of 9.7%. The siblings who were educated in English married outside their caste at a rate of 31.6%, which of course is much higher. The most comprehensive study is the first one listed here, the returns to English language skills in India. That's where most of the numbers in this presentation come from. On the educational intervention, there's the paper English Language Premium, Evidence from a Policy Experiment in India. And finally, on castes, read Munshi and Rosenzweig, Traditional Institutions Meet the Modern World. These are all available online.